Log Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Friday edition of your favorite psychic show. Yes, you have arrived. Don't touch that dial. It's the Psychic Funhouse. Welcome, one and all. We are here to entertain you and enlighten you and hopefully give you some good vibes to go out on your weekend on. So, yes, it's the Psychic Funhouse. I'm here with my lovely, lovely co-host, the amazing, the unique, the one-of-a-kind, the one and only, I should also say, Adrian Stratton is here with us tonight. So welcome, Adrian.
Welcome, Adrian.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Adrian. Hi.
Hi, Adrian.
Yeah.
Happy
and,
Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
That other silky smooth voice, in addition to mine, of course, that you hear in the background is, of course, our own psychic to the stars, the man with a plan and a caftan, Mr. Michael J. Espinosa.
And I'm twirling and twirling.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying hello to everybody.
I'm getting dizzy.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian. Hello, Laurence. Shamanic birch.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, the third component of the trio is myself. My name is Lawrence Birch. I am a shaman holding things down here from afar in the great Pacific Northwest. So welcome to our show. We're going to have a really lovely show tonight, as always. And as you listen and become enlightened like us, keep in mind that this show is really about entertainment. Even though we're incredible professionals and are just up to our necks with licenses, certifications, awards, honorary degrees, what have you, if you need something like medical advice or legal advice or financial advice or couples advice or thruples or whatever polyamorous situation you find yourself in, you should definitely go get professional advice from the professional advice givers. We are the entertainment advice givers here on Psychic Funhouse. So.
Absolutely.
So there you have that. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about a member of the community that has passed on to the great beyond for tonight's show before we get into our readings. And that would be really wonderful tarot artist, creator, author of several books in the tarot field, as well as science fiction and fantasy, a wonderful teacher and just a great all-around activist for the gay and trans community, and a wonderful human being named Rachel Pollack. So we'll be offering some information up to her if you haven't heard from her, maybe have one of her books, but don't really know who she was. And then we'll go ahead and get into tonight's callers for their question. Yeah, tarot. So we've warmed up our tarot decks, such as they are, and we're going to give you some definitely good tarot-based information. All right. Well, let's go around and we introduced ourselves. Adrian, why don't you give us out your contact info so people know how to find you after the show, and if you have any announcements, now would be a good time.
Okay.
To mention them too.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Lawrence. You can find me at my website, which is Raven, messages.com. You can call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289. And as far as announcements are concerned, every Thursday night from 6:30 until 8 o'clock, you can find me over in Laguna Hills teaching a class. We've expanded it now to include metaphysics. It's like Metaphysics 101, and we're talking about mediumship. We're talking about tarot cards. We're talking about dowsing, chakras, a variety of different topics, and providing education on that. There's information on my website about the dates and location. There's a holistic fair coming up, too, in Laguna Hills, and that's on the 29th.
It's all happening in the hills.
Yeah.
The hills are alive with the sound of spirituality. Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, thank you for that, Adrian. Hopefully people will take advantage
Certainly.
Of that, get some of your wonderful energy in their systems. Well, Michael, how do people find you
yes.
after the Psychic Funhouse has shuttered its doors for the week?
All you have to do is just call out my name or think my name. I'll hear you, and I'll be there in a hurry.
Wow. Do they have to be wearing red shoes and caps and stuff this time?
That sounds like a con.
Call out my name.
Oh, my
All right.
Oh, my.
Was that the angel singing just now?
I thought somebody was running their garbage disposal. No?
Oh, my.
That could be wrong. I thought it was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Yeah.
You can reach me on my website at michaeljespinoza.com. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. On my website, you can schedule a reading, a healing, combination of the two, in person or distantly. Now that I have my studio in Whittier, uptown Whittier, California, please come by, have an in-person session. And I also teach classes at heartspaceoc.com, Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. I teach with our friend, Frank Falcon, who teaches tarot. Mm-hmm. And I teach psychic development and also some mediumship in there, not too much of that, but more psychic development. That's Monday night. You can register at heartspaceoc.com. And also our psychic fair is coming up. So I will be there with Adrienne and probably about 30 other psychics and mediums, doing readings and healings, and it's a great time. So please come down if you can, if you have the time. Yeah. What about you, Shamanic Birch? Where are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll be having my open house in my office this weekend with wine, champagne, and crudités, also known as a veggie plate. And
nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have a massage therapist in the corner with a chair, and you can get your nails done in one of my treatment rooms. No, I'm not going to say that. I should.
Can I get my toes done?
Can you get your toes done? You
or
know
is
what?
It
I'm
just
going to have one
hands.
No, I'm going to have one of those little ponds with the fish in it that nibble on your toes. But for you, just fun. One of the fish is going to be a piranha. You don't know which one, so it's too bad. You really get off those calluses and that corn you've been trying to remove. Yeah.
You're terrible,
I don't know. I don't have any big announcements. Maybe next month will be the grand reopening of the Viewmont Gardens farm stand that my mom and I work with. But she and I have been dealing with some stuff, so we'll see. But I'll keep you posted. So, but yeah, you can contact me after the show or any time in reasonable hours on the West Coast at 541-344-7534. Call or text. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herb Company. So,
all right.
Yeah. Okay. So, Michael, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I do. Today I was at my studio. I take my mother to a acupuncturist, and she's a block away. So I leave my mother off, and I go to my studio. And I was on my way back to get my mother, and there were these three people taking their stroll down the street. And I noticed them stopping at each tree, and the three of them would put their hands on the tree. And, you know, just for a few seconds, and then they'd start walking again, and they go to the next tree. And these are old trees. They're pretty big. And they'd walk up to the next tree and stop and put their hands on the tree. And as I was approaching them, I asked them if they were getting energy from the tree. And they said, yes, they were. And they were. No, it really is. Yeah. It's real.
I just need to know because I'm buying into it, and then I know I'm going to be disappointed at the end because you're going to have some crazy throw at them. And then they all ascended to heaven in front of me and left behind a harp, and I'm going to play it tonight for some crazy ass thing. But go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, I asked them if they were getting energy from the tree, and they were probably in their late 60s, maybe early 70s, really, but really young energy about them. And they had on their little walking outfits, and they said, yes, we stop at the trees and we get energy from the trees. And I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that often, you know, while I'm out there. And it was just so nice to see that people do this. And this is one of the things they teach us in pranic healing, if you're really low on energy, to go hug a tree. And at first you have to ask the tree if you can use its energy, take its energy.
The answer is no. No. Get away from me.
But I loved it, and it was just so nice to see that people do that. So anyway, I was just so inspired by that and kind of uplifted. And they just had such a nice energy about it. So maybe you should start hugging trees.
Okay. Hug myself.
Yeah.
That's very cool, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Did you don your safari caftan and join them in their stroll, their hug a tree stroll?
No, I had my scrubs on. I had to go pick my mom up from the acupuncture. I couldn't join them either. But it was wonderful.
Yeah, hugging tree, trees. Trees are not just called the standing people for no reason. You know, they're very grounding and a lot of energy.
Yeah.
There's a really wonderful passage in a book by Maladoma Somme, who's an African shaman, where he goes through initiation ceremonies. One of them is for him to hug a tree, tell the tree changes its form in front of him, becomes a spirit. And it's so incredibly moving, and he's so powerfully connected to the tree that when she transitions back into a tree, he feels like he's lost his best friend in the world. He gets really bereft. Yeah. Very moving.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Trees are pretty amazing. That's pretty cool that you got to witness that. Spirit must have wanted to show you a little slice of the spirit side on your stream.
Yeah. Love that. Absolutely nice. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you for sharing.
I know up in the Pacific Northwest, the trees are really amazing. They're so big. They're so tall. It's no small wonder that people, native people, you know, had such love for them and made that connection between, the great creator and Mother Earth, and because they are almost supernatural, the size of them, and the energy.
Yeah.
I have fond memories driving along the coast of up in the Pacific Northwest and seeing some of those trees. Phenomenal.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember when you passed through, you're in your VW microvan.
That's right.
I still have that extra large, extra strength bottle of patchouli oil you left if you want. You know, if you want that.
That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny.
Trees are pretty amazing. We're fortunate that we have them, for sure. All the plant people, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Any animal. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the guest who's not here with us in physical form, but is here with us in spirit form. We're paying tribute to Rachel Pollack, who some of our listeners may know was very popular in the Tarot community and had been for about 40 years. She passed away at the age of 77 this past Friday. So we wanted to dedicate tonight's show to her, and we're going to be doing special tarot readings for our listeners, callers tonight when we get to the phone. So a little bit of info about Rachel is in order. She was introduced to me via a friend of mine who gave me a couple books she was ready to pass on. She had been doing tarot a long time herself and knew that I was also a tarot reader. So she gave me Rachel's well-known books, The 78 Degrees of Wisdom. And the book, if you're not familiar with it, is in two parts. The first part is, of course, the major arcana, and the second is the minor arcana. And they were written between 1980 and 1983. So they've been around for a while, and they're still in print. You can find them at metaphysical shops or online. They're really worth getting. Even to this day, they're still very clear and concise in their information, while also providing really interesting perspectives and deep insights into the tarot. I really still go back and get information from them. And I'm actually going to be using the major arcana book tonight when I do readings for folks when they call in. So Rachel also created a tarot deck that's been in use for a long time. She also taught spirituality, particularly the tarot, but other related issues. And the Vertigo tarot deck is the one that she co-created with Neil Gaiman, and the artist on those is named Dave McKean. So if you want to check out her tarot deck, it's called Vertigo. and there's a book that accompanies that as well. She also wrote a lot of science fiction and fantasy stories, and also nonfiction stories, anthologies, essays. In fact, in 1989, she won the Arthur C. Clarke Award for her novel Unquenchable Fire. And in 97, won the World Fantasy Award for another novel she wrote, Godmother Night. So she was pretty well-known in many different circles. And she taught creative writing at Goddard College, taught at the Omega Institute with Mary Kay Greer. And she was also a really wonderful activist in the community, particularly in the spiritual community, but also in the trans community. She was trans. She transitioned early relative to the movement in the 70s, and was also part of the Gay Liberation Front back in the day. So she did a lot. The other interesting thing about the trans aspect of her life, which honestly, full disclosure, I didn't know anything about until her obituary. I just knew her through that slice of tarot that she provided so wonderfully. She also created the first openly trans character in a major comic called Coagula, who was part of DC Comics' Doom Patrol series from about 1993 to 95. So she really did a lot, and it's worth noting her achievements and familiarizing yourself with them if she's not somebody that you know that much about or anything about. You'll definitely be rewarded by exploring more about her life story and her history and taking a look at all the contributions she made to the different communities she was a part of, and her wisdom and contributions will definitely outlive her and live on in the community. So, and in the timeless. So we're fortunate to have had her touch our lives in whatever way we did. So, as mentioned, tonight we're going to do tarot readings for folks. So I'll just check in with my fellow co-hosts. So you have your materials ready for readings tonight?
Yeah.
Decks and whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Any comments or questions about Rachel? We'll probably go to the phones here in just a little bit. Or the true deck itself. Anything you want to add?
You know, I'm just thinking like what a real pioneer, you know, and I mean, I'm old enough to, you know, remember the 70s and the, you know, political stance that people were involved with and the kinds of social change that people and organizations were pushing for. And Rachel really did a lot. I mean, really did a lot, not only for the LGBT community, trans community, but also, you know, I think even in terms of, like, you know, bringing the tarot, helping to move that into, you know, more of the mainstream focus. So she really was quite powerful, quite powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. I would agree. Yeah, the 70s were, pretty heady time there for a while. There's a lot of change happening. Leftover energy from the 60s was kind of maturing, and some of it was transitioning or fading, but she was right in the middle of it, really.
Yeah.
Really pushed the wheel, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know when you and I were talking about her earlier in the week, I made a comment. I said, even the term Gay Liberation Front, you know, I haven't heard that term since probably the somewhere in the 70s, you know, late, early 80s, you know, and of course it's just not used anymore, but yeah, very interesting time to say the least.
Yeah.
So she was right in the mix.
You could join the army and take your part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are getting a little militant. For good reason. So. Yeah. And the 80s hit, everything changed. Well, are we ready for our first caller? What do you think? You warmed up?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You ready? Already? All right, well, let's check the phone. I hear somebody's cell phone. Okay. I think that's a cell phone. All right, well, here on the Funhouse, we like to know your name, first name, and keep it on a first-name basis, and where you are calling from. And we let you know you're on air with us by announcing your area code when we introduce you and bring you on. So we're going to go to the phones, our first caller. This is area code 959. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael, Adrian, and Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. How are you today? My name is Cecil.
Hi there. Tell me your name again. One more time.
Cecil. It's like Stacy, but it's, you know, it's Cecil. I have a rare name.
You do have a rare name. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you should spell it for me just so I get it right. Do you mind doing that?
Yeah, but it's like Stacy. It's S-T-A-C-I-L.
Oh, Stacel. Oh, nice.
Okay. Stacel.
Like Stacey Keach, but Stacel. Very good. All right.
It's like, I would say it rhymes like basil, pencil, but as in Stacel. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a nice name. Yeah, very unusual. Very good. All right. Well, welcome to the Psychic Fun House, Stacel. Where did you say you're calling from, or did you?
Oh, I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, okay. East Coast represent, very good. Did you have a question for us that we can help you with, or?
I never really asked this question in a reading. I'm not sure why I never did. I think something happened to me. I think, like, I don't know if it was 8 years ago or 9 years ago. I can't remember. But it's almost like a situation like, what the heck was that about? Like, I was trying to get into, like, you know, like African spiritual type stuff. And so one day I was listening to, like, African music. I was listening to the drum beat. For some reason, I fell asleep. So it turned out to be very vivid. Like I felt like I was actually in real, like I was dreaming that I was a different person in Africa, and I was, you know, tied up into slavery. And all I remember was I was caught in a net. I was resisting, and then I remember getting, like, I guess the man had, like, I don't know if it was like a long gun or something. I was in the beach. And I got hit in the face, and I woke up. It was very vivid to me. And then, like, in split second, I saw, like, someone walking in my room. Like, it was, like, a very muscular-looking man. You don't see it. It's, like, a big, muscular black shadow that just walked in split second. It kind of – I don't want to say it creeped me out, but it's almost like, oh, okay, you know. But it kind of made me a little nervous, but not, you know. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still 50-50 about reincarnation and all that. I don't know if that was my past life. You know, I don't know, but I'm curious, like, you know, what that was about.
Okay. Well, it was quite a vision. I mean, the way you're recounting it, it almost sounds to me like you had kind of a spontaneous past life
lead through into your, you know, semi-conscious waking moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only time you've had something like that come to you, Spaceful?
Yeah,
or?
I would say, yeah, that was the only time, you know, that I could remember.
I'm going to interrupt like again. It might help if you spoke a little bit closer to your phone or whatever you're speaking in, because your voice is a little bit quiet and we're having a little bit trouble catching all your words, and I want to make sure we hear you really well. So maybe either speak up or speak in the microphone.
Okay. Thank you. Better now?
Yeah, that's improved. Yeah. Thank you. So you were saying before? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of wondering if you guys you know, pick up anything from that. I don't know if that was my past life or if I was catching from someone else. I don't know, because I was in a different body.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Everything transformed, it sounds like. Yeah. Well, you know, we can pull some cards for you and see what our guides have for you. See what we come up with. All right. Give us a moment here. Well, so the technique I'm using for tonight's readings, Basil, I've got we're honoring a really well-known Tarot creator and member of the community named Rachel Pollack, who passed away last Friday, actually. So I've got one of her books with me, and I'm opening that to just a random page, and the page that came up for me was the card that talks about the sun in the tarot deck. And so there's an image of a sun in the sky, and sunflowers are often accompanying it. In the classic version, there's a horse, the rider on the horse. So what's interesting is the sun is really about the unconscious brought into daily life. So that's exactly what you were talking about with your journey, really, there. And so the sun can also mean the eternal self joined with the physical, right? So this sense of past spiritual lives having an effect on our day-to-day is something that's a theme of that. Everything that comes in contact with this sun energy ultimately transforms into something joyous, something, you know, really basic and grounded and physical. And so there really isn't any judgment between your inner life and your outer life, your spiritual life and your physical life, but really an attempt to bring them together so that good things can be accomplished. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that pass before the sun, and the sun really sees all. So nothing really escapes its attention. And in that sense, it represents knowledge. And again, I think that's what you're given, is a vision, you know, something that wasn't known to you, that was in the dark, and here it was illuminated, you know, in a flash like that. Somewhat similar to how the sun rises in the morning and just sends its light streaming across the mountaintop right into our dwelling places. So, you know, there's a lot, I think, with that concept of sunlight and this image that you've shared with us. When you're telling it, it felt very authentic to me, and I think, you know, it seems underscored by the card that the spirits pick for you, you know, from my reading. So I would take it as authentic. And just, you know, not to talk about myself much, but I've had similar experiences where things have just spontaneously come up for me that were definitely about past existences. And I got a lot of affirmation during the revelation about what had happened and the feeling state I was in back then. And so I would, you know, if I were you, one of the things you could do is really, if you haven't already, spend some time, you know, attempting to reconnect with that personality that you were back then. Most of the time, past lives come up in our current consciousness because they have something to share with us. Maybe it's a message or energy or, you know, something that can help us in our current life. So so that, you know, that's what I would do with that energy. We'll see what everybody else has to say. But hopefully that was helpful.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Hi, Staple. It's Adrienne.
Hi.
Hi there. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. I like to use the Good Tarot deck, which is very similar, really, to a traditional tarot, but a little bit different also. So the nice thing about, I just pull three cards for you. Sometimes I'll pull five, sometimes more, but I just pull three. And all three of the cards are out of the water suit. And that pertains to emotions in this particular deck of cards. So so what I want to tell you and the feeling that I got as I listened to you and heard you and kind of look in, the answer to your question and questions is the universe is saying a resounding yes, yes, yes. So I'm trying to relate to you is that you are in definitely a period of growth and change, and the universe is trying to get your attention. The change and getting your attention and the direction that the universe is trying to move you in is all very positive, filled with lots of possibilities. And those possibilities you will find as you open yourself up further. And by the way, I really do recommend that you connect with a mentor. You find yourself a mentor that you can see and talk to regularly as you explore not only as you explore your gifts. That's what I'm going to say, your gifts and very possibly your abilities as well. But the other that I got real quick to share with you is that, first impression was past life. Also, spirit guide is also a part of the scenario, part of what's going on. And again, you know, lastly, it's about movement for you. And that's what I got. You know, in a very gentle and loving way, the universe is trying to open you up and move you along in your spiritual path. And that's what I got, very positive.
And I've always wondered about, you know, that experience that I had, because it was very intense. Because I don't think I was dreaming no more than, probably no more than 10 minutes, I would assume. And I was sitting on my desk, listening to the music on my computer, and I just drifted asleep. normally I don't get very vivid dreams like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as soon as I got, because I don't know if you ever got punched in the face before and you get those flashes, that's what woke me up. So it was, yeah.
Yeah. So my thought is that, and you can tell me if I'm right, if you like, but my thought is that the universe, and I use the word universe, you could say God or you could say Buddha, whatever you like. But my feeling is that the universe has probably been trying to get your attention for a while.
Okay, all right. Ms. Stasso?
Yeah.
This is Michael.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Everything that's going on.
All right. Well, number one, I want to preface this with letting you know, before I started doing readings, and even when I first started the spiritual segment of my journey, I didn't believe in past lives as well. So I was there with you. I didn't believe it. I thought it was hogwash. And as I furthered my spiritual walk and journey, somebody helped me open up to that. And she suggested I read some books by Brian Weiss, Weiss. And he's a psychologist who wrote books about past lives. And he did regressions with people. And it's very interesting. He didn't believe in them either until after he started doing that work. And so they're really interesting books. So you might want to give him a read. But in regards to you, I want to say as you were talking about this, what you were experiencing, I was getting this was a past life for you. And it was coming through loud and clear. And I concur with Adrian in that I think the universe is trying to kind of give you a little shake there on the shoulder, saying, wake up, you're entering a new phase, a new stage in your life, and this is the start of it. Or maybe, you know, it feels like it's going on a deeper level now. And I pulled three tarot cards for you. And what I pulled was the Three of Cups, the Eight of Pentacles, and the Lovers. And so the Three of Cups is about celebration and collaboration, and the cups are connected to emotions. So I think the universe is trying to say, right, we're here to collaborate with you, and we want you to be joyful and happy. This is not scary, or it shouldn't be scary by any means. And right. The Eight of Pentacles, it's about skill development, about passion, and just development. And the Pentacles are about physicality. They're about money. And so I think it's about this development of spirituality now in you. But it also feels to me like it's connected to you just developing as a person, as a human being, and kind of going to the next level in your life. And the Lovers, it's a major arc. And so it's about, you know, the events in your life. And this is about love, harmony, and trust. And so, I kind of get, to me, all of this says it's about you trusting the universe and where you're going in your life, and that it's time to start working on this. And so I think good things are coming for you, don't allow kind of the part of the dream, in quotes, to be scary. You know, maybe it was just that time and in your life, and don't allow it to foreshadow everything else.
Right. Yeah, because when I dream, kind of remind me of that movie called. It kind of reminds me of that movie, Amistad. I'm not sure if you ever seen that movie.
Amistad, yeah.
Where,
about
you know,
the slave
mm-hmm. into, you know,
you gotta
ship
speak into
that.
The speak into the microphone for us.
Microphone for
us. Yeah, we're still having a hard time hearing you. Speak into the microphone so we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying it was about it reminded you of Amistad.
Yeah, it reminded me of that movie that I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, how the people were taken away and they were kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like that's what I remember in my dream. It kind of reminded me of what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a friend of mine was recently in Ghana, and that's where a lot of the slave ships embarked from to take slaves from Africa to the New World. And there's an island in the port city there, the main city, that they've maintained as a museum that you can go into. And there's still the holding quarters for the human beings that are about to be stuck on these horrible ships for this journey. And it's pretty powerful, you know, what she told me about the energy there, as you can imagine. So, you know, there's a lot of...
I have mm-hmm. been to a graveyard of, I forgot the name of this man. I know the movie was based on a true story because I was mm-hmm. in New Haven, and that's where everything was started in that movie. It was based on a true story, you know, that whole court stuff that was going on in New Haven, Connecticut. I've mm-hmm. been to the graveyard of the man that was based off of that movie. Not purposely, because me and my partner, you know, he first came to visit Connecticut the first time. We were kind of exploring New Haven, but I did saw that tombstone. It was really interesting.
Yeah, well...
But I don't know if, you know, the dream I had is connected to that, but it just reminded me of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it also makes me think of, I don't know if you ever watch any of the TV shows where they go back and take a look at people's ancestors, and they're able to get information about them sometimes, even from several generations ago, and people find out that an ancestor of theirs was either a slaveholder sometimes or enslaved themselves or a free person. And they're always really powerful, the stories and connections people make.
Right.
So, yeah. A lot of history. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, a lot for you to explore there. And like, you know, one suggestion was made, you know, you might do well to get in touch with somebody who does past life work in your area or internet see what more there is to explore and what other messages you can uncover. It's a pretty powerful image, and you want to honor it. You know, it's great that you brought it here to share with us and our listeners tonight. We really appreciate it. So
you're welcome.
Good luck.
Yeah
good luck with your journey.
Been wondering for the past few days, even though it was something that happened, you know, almost a decade ago, like 8-9 years ago, I can't remember, but yeah.
Well, obviously it stuck with powerful, so it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Taisel. Keep in touch. Let us know how things go. And if you have any more insights about this or any other experience, or you have any other questions, feel free to give us a call. We're here every week. So,
all right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we
Bye,
appreciate
Stacel.
You. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye, Stacel.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Pretty powerful.
Absolutely. Very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, kind of one of the underlying things that he was talking about, too, was the fear that came up during the vision that he was having. And, you know, fear is such a powerful emotion. It can be something that can motivate you or paralyze you, you know, in the same experience. So one of the things shamanically that, you know, we learn about with fear is that it can be an ally, it can be a motivator, it can be something that can help you recognize when something has a connection to you, you know? And I think I would say that about Stasel's experiences, the fact that it moved him enough to have feelings of, it sounded like genuine fear about what he saw, you know, lends further evidence to its, you know, its power and its potential to have been something that he may have experienced, you know, when he was that person back in the day. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. But to that as well, it could have been the emotion that was with him at that moment in time, because you know, those do come up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, what a powerful, I don't know what that is, like a revisitation of those energies and revisiting that. That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, do we want to do a quick lightning round? We've got another caller here. I don't know if we have time. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
Let's give it a try. Yeah.
Try it out. Okay. All right. All right. So, go to the lightning round.
Good.
So, this is area code 917. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York. So, but the noise in New York City as usual. So noisy.
Yeah, it is
Can
noisy there, isn't it? Ashiel.
Yeah.
Okay. What can we do for you, Ashiel? What's your question?
Summer is almost here, and I'm single and looking to meet somebody, and I'm just curious if there's anybody coming into my life.
All right. She'll single, ready to mingle. Summer's
yeah.
almost.
There you go.
Almost done. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we come up with for you. Let's see.
Yeah, I just want to mention that I have somebody from my past who's been trying to come back into my life, but I'm not interested. You know, it's been almost a year now, but I'm not interested at all. And
okay.
I pretty just want to mention that I don't know if it helps. So I really want somebody new.
Oh, okay. Out with the old, in with the new. You ready for whatever's coming next, huh? Next adventure. Well, I'll tell you what. So the card that came up for you with my source material was the moon card, right? And, you know, the moon is just got so much behind it. There's so much of our unconscious that helps motivate our decision-making process that we're not even aware of. And, you know, you're wanting to have a new relationship. I think part of what this signifies for you is that, you know, there's the next relationship that's coming for you has the potential to have some really deeply transformative properties to it, more so than maybe even you are thinking about. You may think you're ready for what's coming, but I guarantee you if the person that embodies this card shows up in your life, it's going to be more than your average summer romance. So as long as you're okay with that and you're you know, accepting of it, I think you should be fine. But I think if you, you know, you have the, you have kind of a fork in the road here when this person shows up, you know. I think there's going to be a part of you that wants to treat this person like every relationship you had before. And if you do that, you run the risk of really missing out on some incredible opportunities. But if you're, you know, able to be centered and this person shows up at the right time, at the right place for you, and you really understand the full meaning of what they're bringing to your life, this has incredible potential to really change how you see yourself in the world. So, I think you're going to have somebody like this within the next couple months, 3 months at the outside. So right at the beginning of summer or at the peak.
So. Wow. That's not exciting. Yeah. I'm ready for it, you know,
okay.
And, you know, I waited a long time, so I'm not surprised that it's going to be more than a bargain for, but I'm ready for it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's see what our other readers have to say for you.
Hi there. Hi, it's Adrian.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for calling in. Very interesting. Very similar kinds of vibrations, if you will, from the cards that I pulled. Going into a new relationship looks good, feels good, is exciting. And I get the sense that you're going to be like tingling, so to speak, with excitement and joy. And yet, as the time goes by, you are going to realize that this particular person is indeed has the potential to be perhaps the love of your life. And if not that exactly, will be a major teacher in your life that is going to help you understand yourself, understand your place in the world. This is a very powerful person. I got that same thing. A powerful person, a very positive influence, but very, very strong also. Because this person coming into your life is who they are energetically. If you do need to take a break, do not be so surprised. You can rest. You can take a little time out, catch your breath, and just know that, you know, indeed, you are being shaped and molded and led to a different place of greater self-confidence, greater self-love, and growth.
Wow.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting, but I do believe that I'm ready for it, to be honest with you, because I've been praying for this for a long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I had people approach me pretty much on a regular basis, but I told myself I wasn't going to waste my time anymore until I meet somebody that meets my standards. Because before I used to kind of, you know, lower my standards a little bit, you know, but I was never happy. So I made a choice and made a decision just to have a list of what I'm looking for and stick to it. And knowing that whatever I'm asking somebody, I can offer also. So I just stick to that list. So, I mean, it was a little challenging because you know, it's hard to meet people, you know, meet your standard, especially in New York City, you know. But
sure.
I just have to be patient. It seems like it's going to pay off, you know.
I think so.
And,
yeah.
It's just about patience now, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but, Shield, sometimes, you know, when we're in positions like you are where you've been praying for a long time, what we most get concerned about is not our prayers not manifesting, but what do we do when they do show up and we have to be there for them to receive them? So,
I'm glad that you mentioned that. So, you know, it kind of opened my eyes even more now, you know, just to make sure that once you get it, you got to do the work. You make sure you want to keep it, you know.
Everything you're sharing with us, makes us pretty confident that this is going to go well for you. So let's see what our third reader here, Michael, has to say, if he has anything to contribute. He's usually full of wisdom, so like you can see, it's bursting out of his seams.
Thank you.
Hi, Yeshua. It's Michael. Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing,
Michael? Hi. So as you were, when you first came on and you posed the question, the first thing that came to me psychically is you are going to have a relationship. Yes. So I feel that is coming for you. I feel it will probably be in the summer. So in a few months. The other thing is I pulled three cards for you, the Seven of Wands, the Seven of Swords, and the Six of Pentacles. And the Seven of Wands, it's about perseverance. The Seven of Swords it's about tactics, strategy. And the Six of Pentacles is about sharing and charity. So I think it's, you know, the cards are telling you, you know, the universe is telling you, you know, to persevere through this. Yeah, it's a little dry right now, but doesn't mean it's not going to pay off. And maybe you need to be a little more strategic in finding this person. So maybe you need to join some groups, some activity groups where you can meet different people. And that's kind of what I'm feeling too. You need to go beyond what you're used to and get yourself out there. And then when you meet this person, it's about sharing yourself,
okay,
opening yourself up, sharing yourself, and giving.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So
yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, I'm glad you also say that because, I made a decision, especially I was talking to a friend today, that I'm just going to try to be outside this whole spring and summer. You know, I work for myself. So once I'm done with work, I can just be outside and join the, you know, go for coffee or whatever, just trying to be out instead of staying home. So,
yeah.
And trying to to be out there. That's what I was telling a friend of mine today, you know. So,
right. And also, too, what one of my teacher, Master Choa, always taught us, that thing that we want is the thing that we need to give before you get it. So if you want love, you want companionship, you need to be out there giving love and companionship to people. Absolutely.
I do. Believe it
right?
or not, I do. I do. I'm always
good.
Funny, okay, you mentioned that. I was thinking about it because sometimes I'm so kind to people, and sometimes people think because I'm kind to them, I want something. And it has nothing to do with that. So I'm not just being kind. Just I want to be kind to you. You know, so in New York City, everybody thinks you're kind to them because you want something. You know, it's like, no, I don't want anything for you. I'm just being nice to you. You know?
Well, that's good. Right. So that's the law of the universe, right? Whatever you give, that's what you're going to get back. So just keep giving it, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. It's coming. Let it go. Your guides, God is working on it for you. It will come.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm pretty excited.
All right.
I'll just trust and just, you know, look forward to it when it's the right time. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
call
welcome.
Us
Thank
back.
You.
Let us know. Let us know what happened.
Send us an invite.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're always
be well.
Thank you.
You know, when the remind us, yeah, because get in touch when you're married.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, that was a wonderful show, but you know what? It's time for us to go. Oh, no.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Oh, no.
You know, it's time to close down.
So.
Too fast.
Yeah, the ride.
Right.
It's coming into the station. The last turkey leg and cotton candy. There's one more ear of corn left. If you want it. You have to leave now. My house is done for the night. So, well, another wonderful show in the history book. If you're listening, you don't have to just show up on Fridays. You can go into our archive of dozens of wonderful shows and take us with you wherever you go. So you never have to be alone. The psychics are in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And if you're really smart, you can become one of our Funhousers or famous Funhousers who never misses a show because they sign up to receive our announcements every week when we're plotting our new programs. So speaking of which, do we know what's happening next week to entice people?
I'm still consulting with programming right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So in suspense. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, let's find out how to get in touch with everybody on the show if you'd like to know more. Adrian, what's the best way to contact you for readings and healing work and all the wonderful things you offer?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Look me up. My website is ravenmessages.com. My phone number, which you can call me direct or text me at area code 714-376-7289.
Very good. How about you, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Where do people find you? You
can reach me on my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a session there, in person or distantly. You can reach me personally on my phone at 562-457-0457. And you, sir, how can people get a hold of the Shamanic Birch?
Shamanic Birch, yeah. If you're interested in my shamanic healing, shamanic work, herbalism, psychic work, tarot readings, or you'd like to come by our farm stand and have some really fresh produce, if you're in the area in the Northwest, you can contact me, call or text 541-344-7534, email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My website is givingtreefarm.com, and my Zuckerbook page is Giving Tree Farm Herb Company. So. All right, well, hopefully we've done Rachel Pollack a service and an honor by the wonderful show we just had with our wonderful listeners and the spirit pain. Like, I think she was looking down on us, giving us her thumbs up approval. So,
yes.
Yeah, I want to thank my lovely co-host, the incredible one and only Adrian Stratton. And, of course, the psychic
thank you,
to the
Lawrence.
Stars. Yeah, the man with the magic brow, Michael J. Espinoza.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I've been your pilot.
And you.
Your co-host. Yeah. My name's Lawrence Birch, and it was an honor and privilege. And I look forward to getting together with these two wonderful people next week. So be sure to find us here, Blog Talk and all your major podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, every week, every Friday, 6 to 7 o'clock. And we'll see you then. Till then, take care, everybody.
Yes. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye. Au revoir.
Bye.
Have a lovely weekend.